Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned into LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. Here on the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Bow, bow, bow. Lovers, acquaintances, we are all one. We are one energy under the same sun. We are the stars, we are the moon, we are the mountains, we are the birds, and we sure as hell are the bees. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. And boy, do we have a very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, here on the Vibration Station, we are inspired. We're inspired by those that choose to follow their highest excitements. And why is it so important that you follow your highest excitement, especially in this day and age? Well, your highest excitement is a direct reflection of what your highest self, your greatest self, is asking to express through your physical vehicle. You say, well, what does that mean, Dave? Well, we're going to start this off by saying you are not a human being having these spiritual experiences, these esoteric, out-of-body experiences. You're not this human being that's having this, like, oh my gosh, like, whoa, I just went, like, somewhere that's outside of myself. That's not the way that it is. You actually are that esoteric, super energetic being that has temporarily chosen to inhabit this physical vehicle for the purpose of expansion, for the purpose of illuminating yourself and this entire planet. When you illuminate your heart, the entire world illuminates with you. Having that said, it is, to say the least, not only my pleasure, not only my honor, not only is it a blessing, but it is only right. It is a divine, it has definitely been divinely intervened that my brother Rob, the founder of Think, aka There Is No Ceiling, T-H-I-N-C, make sure to follow him on Instagram, that's just T-H-I-N-C underscore. Make sure to check out the website, thereisnoceiling.com. This man is hands down one of the most, if not the most, inspiring people that I have ever had the pleasure of not only sharing a studio with, but sharing my life with. Welcome, brother Rob. How you doing, baby? It's good to see you, man.
I'm doing fantastic, Davey. Good to see you too, man. Dude. Thank you for the intro.
You're just introing yourself. You know, like, we are one being, brother. Like, we are the same energy. We definitely are fractals. We are fractals of the same source, you know, and it's a beautiful thing that we recognize that and that we understand that. So, Rob, one of the reasons why I am so passionate about bringing you on the show, getting you in the studio, and having you spread your understanding of the relationship between the human being self and the universe self is because you you explain it in such a beautiful way. You're an extremely powerful wordsmith, number one. Number two, you have this tremendous way of like of even like without your words, I don't know how to explain it. Well, obviously it's difficult for those that are listening via radio to understand what I'm saying when I say without his words, but he has this super compassionate and empowering energy that's that just, it's like, it's almost like his energy is just helping you understand more about yourself. And I truly believe it has a lot to do with Rob healing himself. You know, Rob has taken a dive into the vast realm of self, and he's chosen to heal those past hurts that most people just hold on to because it's too hard to deal with. A lot of the times, it's really hard to deal with these things that we've suppressed. But the reason, one of the reasons, along with infinite other reasons, one of the reasons why I absolutely love Rob and all that he stands for is because he does not only talk the talk, ladies and gents, but he walks the walk. He has done the work to heal what he needs to heal. And as we as individuals start to heal and do this work internally, you know, today's show, it's going to be focused a little bit on directing your energy inward as opposed to outward, knowing that you have the power. And Rob is the perfect person for this because he truly is a master of self. I could truly go on for the next hour talking about how awesome Rob is, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pass the mic straight to the brother, and I'm going to open it up with a question. And that question is, first of all of you guys, if you're avid Vibration Station listeners, you got to understand who Rob was in the last show we had him on about a month and a half ago, and that was super powerful. For those of you that are not familiar with Rob, you will definitely get a quick little recap. Founder of There Is No Ceiling, entrepreneur, revolutionary, just very, very empowering person. But I'm just going to get straight into the point instead of, you know, I just want to know, straight question, bam, Rob. With everything that's been going on, you know, last week's show we talked about the energy of the election and how it's kind of making this, like, this heightened frequency. Question for you. What does the individual need to do? What is something that we as an individual can do to maintain our alignment with the source within, source creator within, even though there's all this madness going on around us? There's these riots going on. There's all this information that's leaking about, oh, the elite forces and, you know, these billionaires, if not trillionaires, are funding these riots. And like, it's like there's this extreme explosion of fear mongering, and like everyone's under this dark cloud of fear and negativity, and oh, you got to be scared, and you know, it's like, and even the politicians are like now terrorists, like every, you know, it's like all this information is coming out. Brother Rob, what do we do to stay in alignment with our source?
Well, first off, I think it's important to state that the fact is that you and I and every single person in existence right now is in 100% control of their own mind.
Yes.
And whatever is happening out in the world, it's perfect. It really is perfect.
Yes.
And it's perfect because it offers every single being the opportunity to look at what their reality is.
Yes.
You know, how it's flowing, what's going on, and then look at their own personal life and just being able to observe and say, you know what? I don't like how this is going, or I don't like how this is turning out.
Yes.
And coming from a place of 100% responsibility, meaning that you know that you are in 100% control of everything that happens to your life.
Yes.
In other words, No matter what's happening, you are in control of your thoughts. You are in control of your thinking.
Yes.
And nothing can affect you unless you give it the power to affect you. So if there are, you know, let's say there is chaos, and there's chaos in the world, and you have, you know, the light and the dark, you have the good forces and the bad forces, the yin, the yang, none of that can affect you. You know, that you will go on the roller coaster ride, you will go up and down, but it's that understanding that, okay, I'm going up and most likely we'll take a dip. And as we're taking a dip, most likely we're going to come right back up. But you have control. So whether or not you're dealing with GMOs, you're dealing with terrorists, you're dealing with, you know, whatever conflicts that are out there, you still have control of how it affects you. So
yes,
I think that's just key. And people out there,
yes,
that are doing the work on themselves.
Yes.
I just want to say, I mean, I'm so happy for you, and you're just offering the world so much more by going within and completing cycles and doing your own healing on yourself and opening and expanding your mind and tapping into your higher consciousness. Yes. You know, like good job for that. Like, that's great. It takes a lot of courage for doing that, because, you know, as you know, I'm speaking to the individuals out there that are doing the work on themselves. As you keep digging and you keep peeling away the layers of ego and you keep peeling away those past hurts and you just keep healing yourself and you keep getting more insights and you're expanding your view of the world and your consciousness,
yes,
you realize that nothing out there really has power over you.
Yes.
And you don't have to give your power away to anybody. You don't have to give your power away to anything.
Right.
Instead of using the sources outside of yourself to power you, use it to empower yourself. Meaning,
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Use it to help yourself out to gain more knowledge. But just don't give your power away to any one man or woman or any relationship or anything outside of yourself. Because, I mean, really, it's up to you. It's whatever you focus on, that's what you'll keep getting in your life. And if you keep focusing on the things that are going wrong in the world, you'll keep attracting more wrong things into your life. And it's really that simple.
I'm speechless, man. I mean, just absolutely beautifully said. Just absolutely beautifully said. I truly couldn't have said it better myself. That is what you just explained, is the difference in one's consciousness between living a happy, healthy, wealthy, wise life and living a fear-driven, somewhat depressed, not fulfilled life, right? Maybe even poverty-driven, maybe even famine-driven. When you focus your energy through thinking and action, right? A lot of people that practice conscious work with their thoughts, deliberate manifestation, using LOA, law of attraction, using the laws of vibration, which are essentially all the same thing. They all just work together to create the reality. You know, your thoughts are your tools. You know, the old saying is, like, a construction worker is only good as his tools, is only as good as his tools, right? Well, in this circumstance, this would be a metaphor. The construction worker would be you and your reality, and the tools that you have would be your thoughts and your actions. So how you use your thoughts and actions really, and how you sharpen your ability to express your thoughts and actions, just like how you sharpen your tools, you know, it really has a direct reflection of the reality in which you manifest, in which you are a vibrational match to. So what Rob just said is extremely, I mean, it hits home, and everyone should learn how to apply this to their life. Because if you want to live a life that serves you, and it serves not only yourself, but humanity, serves those in your surroundings. And believe it or not, it doesn't only serve humanity, it actually serves the energy of the entire cosmos. You literally, when you raise the vibration of your heart frequency, you are raising the vibration of the entire cosmos, because every single vibration, every single molecular and atomic molecule in existence is interconnected through this vibrational energy. And when one chooses to raise their heart, it raises the heart of the all. So, Thank you, brother.
I mean. Just to add to that is,
please.
You know, when you're using deliberate creation, so
yes.
If someone's on here and they don't understand what deliberate creation means, meaning that you are consciously directing your thoughts towards what you want, and you have a desire, and you know what it is, and you align with that desire, and you can picture it, you can feel it, you can taste it, and you know, when you're using that deliberate creation, that tool,
yes,
there is one way that it could halt everything, like literally just bring it down, crumbling around you, and that's fear. And so what I mean is when you turn on the TV and you open up the newspaper and when yes. you hear people talking about the things that are happening in the world,
yes.
it's programmed to make you fear the world. It's programmed to make you question
yes.
reality and to raise insecurities within
yes,
you.
Yes, dude.
And if
yes.
you are not in alignment with your desire, if you're not in alignment with that outcome that you want because you're in a state of fear, you will never, ever, ever achieve what it is that you want. You will never achieve that state of happiness, which really, it's not even an achievement. It's just alignment because happiness is already within you. You just have to set your vibrations into tune with that. But if you are tuned in and you're plugged into the matrix, if you're plugged in to what society has playing at your eyes, I mean, just feeding your mind 24/7, you can never align with that because you're always in that state
yes.
of fear. And if you're in a state of fear, you're, I hate to say this, but you're a slave. You're in control. I mean, you're not in control.
Yes.
You lack total control.
Yes.
And you're enslaved by the system.
Yes.
So it's just something that I always like to address because, you know, everybody wants to be in alignment with happiness. Everybody wants to achieve their dreams. However, if you're plugged into that system and you're so focused on that outer world and you're not in tune with yourself, that won't happen.
It's so true. And, dude, I think the word that you said, which was... which rung very true with me and resonated on a very deep level, was program. You know, we live in this matrix, bro. Like, just like in a computer, you can download a program. People don't understand this. In this reality, this holographic projection of consciousness, you're living in a program. It literally is binary programming that we're living in. This matrix, bro. It's quantum binary programming. And we are interacting and manifesting simultaneously. We're the creators and the responders to the programs which we download in our consciousness, which then therefore manifest in our reality. So, once again, brother, beautifully spoken. It's the programs. I was literally just having an extremely powerful and in-depth conversation with a light sister yesterday, and we were talking about programming. We were talking about how everything in society is, like, literally, it's like, okay, this is just one of the examples we were talking about. 9/11, right? September 11th, when the Twin Towers fell. That literally was a program, a global program that was downloaded into mass consciousness. It wasn't just like, oh, you know, insider government blowing stuff up, or, you know, if you still believe, like, you know, whatever. It was terrorists, whatever, like one way or another, it's terrorists, whether it's inside or from another country, it's all terror. The point is, it's literally, that was a global program. That was a program of fear. They just did like alt control F and like fear, you know? and then it rippled. It had this ripple effect through time and space, right? And then they follow, you know, and then they always follow it up with something else and something else and something else. The news channels, it's programming, brother. It's like, so what you just said is so, so key. If you are only focusing your energy on the programs, that's why it's called a television program, because it's programming you. If you're focused on the programs that are being force-fed to your consciousness, vibrationally force-fed into your mind, you, as Brother Rob has brought into our attention, you, unfortunately, you are a mental slave. if you guys do this, I highly suggest doing this right now if you can. If you're next to your phone, go on Instagram. On your Instagram, type in the search box THINC. I'll give you a minute to do that. Go ahead, THINC underscore, okay? This is our brother, Rob, who we have in the studio with us right now. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to scroll down. It's like 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 21, 22, 24, 25, 26, 27. So it is 28 pictures down. Do this. 28 pictures down. Google this number. US 65... 06148B2. B as in boy. I'm going to repeat this one more time. 28 pictures down on Brother Rob's Instagram. Obviously, his company Instagram, Think, THINC. Google this number. US, as in United States. US 6506148B2. Brother Rob, would you like to have the pleasure of reading the caption on this one, or would you like me to hit that one up?
Yeah, it says, as far as like what I wrote under?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so basically it has everything to do with your nervous system and being manipulated by the TV, by monitors.
Program!
It sends out these electrical magnetic waves that affect your brain, and that... basically break down your systems and allows you to be more susceptible to different frequencies, such as programs like fear and whatnot. Something that I want to elaborate a little more on or dive in a little bit deeper on is you mentioned something about mass consciousness and there being programs within the mass consciousness.
Yes.
Belief systems,
yes.
Per se. So one of the big ones that exists now that basically hovers over the consciousness or mass consciousness is the belief in lack. So we have a lack consciousness overall.
And absolutely.
You see that as a manifestation with people, you know, trying to do more and trying to be more and trying to, go out and prove themselves.
Yes.
And so another manifestation of that is people believing they're not worthy or they're not good enough, not being able to voice themselves or not being able to put themselves out there more, not being able to stand up for what they believe in. And what that does is it causes blockages within your meridians, within your systems, like so your chakras.
Yes.
And, you know, you have blocks within your throat chakra because you can't express yourself. And then that manifests into cancer later on in life, you know, different things like that. So it's,
wow.
You know, people might have questions now. Okay, so how do I change this? How do I alter this? How do I change this path? And the first step, always the first step is awareness.
Yes.
You can't change something if you're not aware of it, because then you're trying to plant and grow grass over seeds and weeds. Mm-hmm. Not seeds, over weeds. So you have to be able to be aware of the weeds, pull out the weeds, and then plant in new beliefs.
Yes.
So the first step is always awareness. And being able to admit to yourself, and that's where the courage comes in when you're doing self-work, is being able to admit to yourself that, wow, you know what? I sabotage my relationships. Or, you know, whenever I get introduced to someone new, I clam up or I avoid them or I just disappear.
Yes.
Or, you know, whenever I have different opportunities for jobs or businesses or whatever, I disappear too. And I clam up, I choke up. It's all a result of not believing in yourself.
Yes.
And that is a part of lack, that lack consciousness.
It is so true, brother. It is so true. Human beings literally have the power, through focusing their energy, to materialize physical manifestation, physical energy. In a phenomenal book, it's called The Science of Getting Rich, authored by W.D. Waddles.
Waddles, yeah.
Yeah, bro. And he speaks in this book about the power of materializing physical entity, physical manifestations, let it be a phone, let it be a gold mine, let it be $1 billion, let it be poverty consciousness, you don't have enough money, let it be a brand new computer, whatever it is. The house you've always wanted to live, the car you've always wanted to drive, whatever company you wanted to start. So what he talks about in this book As he says, if man is still in such a state of financial development that society requires gold and silver for monetary purposes, even though one would think that all the gold and silver has, you know, can be mined, he said, there will be, if there is a collective consciousness asking for, oh, well, we need gold or we need silver for monetary purposes to stimulate economy, and this is just what we need. Man will manifest, will literally materialize with his own thoughts the gold mines. There will be more gold and silver or any mineral or element or atomic symbol or anything that man decides that he needs. There is no limited supply of anything. There is no such thing as limited water. Limited water is a collective agreement for famine consciousness. Limited water is a collective agreement for poverty consciousness. Limited supply of abundance, limited supply of prosperity is a physical manifestation of a collective agreement for poverty. Do you want to know what mass abundance and mass prosperity is a manifestation of? Just collective understanding that everyone is unconditionally prosperous and abundant. Collective understanding that we are creators. We live in a vibrational universe, and there is no limits to what can be created through the mind, through focus, and then inspired action. Nothing is limited. You are limitless. People, lovers and friends, sisters and brothers, you are limitless. Listen, guys, if you are just tuning in with us, we got our brother Rob, founder of There Is No Ceiling, also known as Think, THINC. If you got a question for us, you can make sure to email us. That's at, no, I'm sorry. You can email us, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, if you did just tune in with us, make sure to go on Instagram, check out THINC_the account Think. We got Brother Rob in the studio with us. He is the founder of Think, There Is No Ceiling, a lifestyle brand, conscious brand. It's all about raising the vibration of the collective consciousness for the purpose of health, ultimate well-being, happiness, alignment, abundance, and just wellness for all. It is my pleasure to have my brother Rob here in the studio on LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. He is definitely family here, as we all are. Brother Rob, I'm gonna hop on to the next wave here. I think you are, to say the least, an inspiration. You're a sounding board for what the masses are thinking, but don't know how to say. Yeah. I truly believe that's why you speak so clearly. That's why Creator has blessed you with this. Well, actually, you've blessed yourself. You are Creator. You've chosen to have this gift of being able to clearly explain the concepts and ideas in which a lot of people have a difficult time understanding. So this leads me to the next wave of momentum, which is, outside of what can we do to maintain our alignment with Source while all this crazy, you know, crazy stuff is going on, the next thing is, how do we make the conscious shift in our minds to truly believing in something that is unseen? We do have a caller, so I'm going to take this call and let us ponder that one for a sec. We're going to take this call. See what they got to say. You are live on the air, Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got Brother Rob as our in-studio guest, Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Barbara, big fan of Rob, and just want to tell you that this is so perfect for me today. I'm involved with family over the holiday weekend, and we're beginning to get pulled in to their fear, and
yes,
fighting it, and it's just perfect for me today. Just want to tell everybody thank you for not only having this radio cast, but for all the great information and suggestions.
Barbara, that just warms our hearts beyond description. I truly have no words.
Barbara, thank you so much again for calling in. I really appreciate you calling in again. That's awesome.
You're welcome. It's great.
What a beautiful, beautiful soul you are.
Yeah.
I'm with family, and I'm kind of hiding in the room because they don't believe in any of this, no matter what I say and do.
Yes.
Working great for me.
I could totally relate to that, too, having to kind of...
Just perfect.
That's good.
Yes,
thank you.
It's kind of comical, but it's okay.
It's all good.
Wow, that's amazing, Barbara. Yeah. To say the least, I will speak for Rob as well. We are honored. We are absolutely honored. And, I definitely, resonate as well. We have the family members, even... Leading a life that is conscious driven and all about understanding vibration, it is still difficult when we're surrounded by those that that are contrasting. But
all the negativity and fear is very difficult.
Yes.
But I'm doing it for my own good and what I believe and working hard at it.
And Barbara, I want to. Please go on. Please go on.
No, I'm done. That's it. I just want to thank you and. Just want to tell whoever else is listening to just keep going with this because it's well worth it. And you will be in situations with negativity and fear and whatever is causing the people you're with to react and act the way they are.
Yes.
Just kind of do your thing and just keep it in mind of where they're coming from and where, like I or whoever's listening, really want to be.
Yes.
And feel better.
What tremendous advice. And Barbara, you're such a beautiful person, such a beautiful soul. Thank you for aligning your energy with the source within. And there's something that Rob and I would really like to tell you, and that is just know within your heart, and I know that you already do, but this is just a little confirmation and reminder. Know within your heart that your angels and guiding energies are always with you. Anytime you ever feel like you might be getting bombarded by people's fear or people's misalignment, always remember to ask for your angels. Know that your angels and the guiding energies that have been watching over you since before you even reincarnated here on this physical earth, they're always with you. You are loved and appreciated beyond physical description. And just know that you are doing work not only on the physical realms, but on non-physical realms as well. And you're illuminating your higher self. You're illuminating all versions of you. And you're coming into your greatest version. So thank you for aligning with the wholeness of who you are and choosing to illuminate yourself in this world. And thank you for literally embodying the energy of heaven on earth. It is you. And those that choose to vibrate at your frequency that are responsible for facilitating the energy of heaven on earth. So thank you so much for all that you are and all that you do.
Thank you for having this broadcast.
It is our pleasure.
Thanks again, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
Great.
Thank you. Happy holidays and all the unconditional love, alignment, abundance, and well-being from our hearts to yours.
Thank you, and right back to you.
Thank you, Barbara. Many blessings. Love, love, love.
Okay.
Bye for now. Oh, wow. What an empowering call. Thank you so much, Barbara. That just absolutely warms our hearts. And thank you, Rob. I'm going to take a little minute and just express my wholehearted compassion and just ultimate gratitude for Brother Rob. I'm going to speak as if Rob is not in the studio with me. Rob has dedicated himself to such an immaculate purpose. And this is why I am so magnetically drawn to working with him and facilitating my energy with his energy is because, you know, it is the perfect example. You know, Barbara listens to Rob's podcasts. Rob used to do, and he's getting back on. He's going to be doing more. He used to do these. Was it Periscope?
Yeah, I'm doing one tonight. Yes. Actually,
hey, 7
p.m. Yeah.
How do we log on to that?
You just download the app, the Periscope app, and then register yourself, and then look up Think THINC, and then just subscribe, and then I'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight, Pacific Standard Time.
And you know what, guys? If you follow Universal Consciousness 1111, I will be doing a repost to make sure, just to remind you guys. I'm sure Rob might be doing a post to remind you guys. Let's try to get as many people as we can on that thing. You know,
cool.
We know Barbara will be there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. So yeah, as I was saying, you know, and of course I want to get back to hearing you, Brother Rob, but what you've chosen to do in this life is so noble and so honor driven. And I want you to know that it, and I know that you already know this, but it's just confirmation. It extends so much further than just you getting that fulfillment in your heart of like, oh, this feels really good to put this video out there, or like, this feels really good to talk to this person and help them out. It extends, the ripple effect is so much greater than just that. I want you to know, brother, that what you are doing is God's work. And when I say that, I don't say it in a religious way. I say it, of course, because the religion is crumbling. We're spirits, we're love, we're light, we're energy, we're vibration. I'm saying this in a confirmation way. You are doing the work of Source. You are doing the work of Creator. Brother, you are the embodiment of the new energy. You are the embodiment of heaven on earth. I keep saying that because I'm driven, I'm inspired to say it, I'm being asked to say it. Higher self is telling me, say these words, say these words, say these words. You are the energy of heaven on earth. And the more that you continue to be, the more beautiful our planet becomes. The more beautiful people we all will attract. The more high vibration energy will be circulating through the hearts and minds of the entire planet, of the entire shining disc of the cosmos. I mean, it's like, man, you're doing the work of Creator, and I love you for that, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's probably the nicest thing someone has told me in a long time. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Brother, you're just saying it to yourself.
Yeah.
You're just saying it to yourself.
It's true.
So I wanted to ask you, being a public figure and being an inspiring public figure, someone that people, as you know, the proof is in the pudding, just like Barbara, you know, people call and people look forward to hearing the offerings and the spiritual teachings that you have to offer. What's just and this isn't going to be necessarily directed to a specific categorized question, but what's something that you feel like people just need to hear, you know, something that if you had the whole world in one room, that would be a big room. If you could have all the ears listening and you could just express a couple ideas or a simple idea or just something that you think is the key to the ascension process, possibly the next stage to facilitating this ascension energy. What is something that you would say?
What's coming to mind is is that every single person has a tune in your heart. It's like your own song. It's your own melody. And as we're raised and influenced in society, we block out this tune and we kind of ignore it because we're so infatuated by everything that's going on around us. And
yes,
we're influenced by, you know, people's opinions and people's beliefs and,
yes,
you know, what's out there and what's pulling on our ankles and what's grabbing us and pulling our attention in different ways.
Yes.
And what I've found, and it's something that, you know, I'm going to continue to work on because this work does not end.
Never.
It never ends. No, this is just the beginning.
Yes.
It's that becoming refocused or becoming realigned to that tune in your heart. And I believe that when you get in tune with whatever that is, and you know, it'll manifest as your passion or something that you're particularly interested in,
yes,
that you love to do. When you get focused on that and you get in tune with that,
yes,
you realize that that's something special, that's something unique within you.
Yes.
And no one else out there,
yes,
can take that away from you.
Yes.
And no one else out there can compete with you. And then when you start looking that deep, you start realizing that there is no competition and there is no scarcity. There is no struggle.
Yes.
It's you're in alignment with your own gold that you have within. And yeah, it does take a lot of dirt to remove and to push aside to get to that gold. But I guarantee you, when you do it and you get serious about it,
yes,
and you become in tune with it,
yes,
that gold is yours and no one can take that away from you.
Yes.
And I believe that every single human being has that gold. And when you're in tune with that gold, that is the embodiment of perfect self-expression. And that self-expression is your own voice and your own presence and your own position here in life.
Yes.
And then that also plays out with your own desires. And you start realizing that, okay, I have this perfect self-expression and I have my own desires. And now I'm in tune with really what fulfills me, what makes me happy.
Yes.
You're no longer plugging into what society has told you,
yes,
what makes you happy.
Right.
You're unplugged from that.
Right.
And from there, you start developing this mountain of confidence. And you know, well, you mentioned the question earlier about the unseen. How do you, you know, how do you become aligned with that, the unseen? Like, the unseen is,
yes,
is what's off your radar screen, meaning you have a belief of what you think is possible, and when you're in tune with your higher self, when you're in tune with your passion, your purpose, that you start to realize that that radar screen is only giving you what your senses are picking up. And 99.9 of everything that exists is outside of that radar screen, which,
yes,
is the unseen.
Yes.
And when,
yes,
you are in tune,
yes,
with that,
yes,
things,
bro,
will start moving so fast towards you. And as fast as you can open up your doors to allow those things to come in, that's as fast as you can start moving up and start expanding. I don't know if any of that made sense, but it was just coming through,
dude,
me.
Oh, dude, word for word, bro.
It literally just flowed right through me.
It made the most sense because, you, dude, you were channeling. You were downloading. That's the answer. That's the answer. You know, like, that just, it's like, you know, it's almost like, it's almost so hard to, like, talk about it because it's such a powerful feeling. It's like, I can only speak for myself. It's like, it's so hard to express it in words because it's such an intense knowing. It's just like, yes, like, I know, like, no, like, everything is divine. We are guided. All we need to do is release the fear. Let the fear go. Let the fear go. Let the fear go. Never anything to worry about. Never anything to worry about. Another dear brother of mine, his name is Ben. You can check him out. Follow him on Instagram at Mr. DMT. Some really inspiring posts, pictures. He's part of our light family. We're all family. He's a brother of Rob's. Whether they know it or not, they're family. And something that he has taught me is, he says to me, there is never anything to fear. And this is something that he's been working, he's been helping me heal with myself, just as Brother Rob has been helping me heal with a lot of things in myself, and many people have been helping me heal as I have, hopefully, and I do know that I've been helping them heal as well. It is a mutual exchange of energy, otherwise it wouldn't feel so pure. So I'm being taught to, and I'm, this is a reflection for the listeners, you know, I'm being taught nothing to fear, 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 nothing to fear. Let it go. Anything that does not serve you, anything that does not serve you, let it go. You are guided, you are loved, you are taken care of beyond description. Everything in our society, just like you said, brother, is a program. It's programming to fear. It's this fear program that they've injected into the consciousness of Gaia and Gaia's inhabitants. Here, fear this, fear that, fear this, fear that. Let it go. Nothing to fear. You say, well, Dave, that's really hard to do. I have bills to pay, and I don't have enough money in the bank. I got this girl that I'm in love with, and I don't know how she feels about me. I got all to, what am I supposed to do, bro? What do I say? I say, lose your fear. You're afraid. You're afraid. Let it go. Pray. Ask for guidance. Ask for your angels to come through and show you. Know that you are guided, you are loved, you are taken care of. I know I sound redundant, but if you only heard it once, it would never sink in. You've heard it millions of times. You need to hear it a couple more. Brother Rob, thank you so much for the blessings that you offer us, for the blessings that you offer the masses and the teachings. And I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to be on your Periscope tonight. You can see me. You will expect. You can expect to see me there, 7 o'clock. And I will be honored to hear what you have to say. And, you know, it is through the power of unifying. It is through us coming together. And when I say us, I am referring to Brother Rob and myself and these other light workers that we all connect with through social media, or maybe we're just standing in line and they're in front of us. But I'm talking about you, the listener. You. It's your responsibility to connect with people that bring you joy. Unite with them. Ask them for coffee, and then ask them to bring their friends, and then throw something at your house, and then talk to them about your goals, and then you'll realize that they have the same goals. My beautiful, amazing partner that I have created and founded Universal Consciousness with, her name is Rita. She lives in London. Her other account is You Create Your Own Reality on Instagram. Make sure to check her out as well, her personal account, You Create Your Own Reality. We share Universal Consciousness 1111. What a beautiful soul. I had no idea who she was or what her intentions were. All of a sudden, we just connected. We started direct messaging on Instagram. We have the exact same goals, the exact same ideas. The point is, we live in such a divine universe. Out of nowhere, I connected with Brother Ben. We have the exact same goals, exact same visions. Out of nowhere, Brother Rob and I connect. The exact same intentions, the exact same vision. And the vision is heaven on earth. The vision is illuminating this world. The vision is creating a happy, healthy, wealthy, illuminated, excited, guided, provided for lifestyle. But the only way we're going to do it is by coming together. The only way we're going to do it is by coming together, by uniting and fulfilling our greatest purposes, by doing what Creator is asking to express through us. We are literally an instrument of Creator's expression. We are an instrument of love. And the more you remember that, the happier, healthier, and wealthier, and wiser of a life you're going to lead. It's time for us to unite. It is time for us to come together. It is time. The time is now. All right, enough of me. Rob, you are an inspiration, to say the least. You are the energy of the new earth. You are absolutely beautiful, inspiring, wholehearted, empowering in every single sense of the word. And I thank you for being all that you are, and I cherish all that you are. Oh man, thank I'm you. Speechless. This is a very, very powerful show. Very, very powerful show. Please, brother.
Yeah, if there's one thing that I want to say that, you know, our audience with.
Yes.
And it's something to empower you with is I was told a while back ago that I have a gift of writing and speaking, and I didn't believe in that. I didn't believe in myself.
You so do, bro.
And I had no idea what this woman was talking about. She was an angel card reader. And yes. Had no idea what she was talking about. And she advised me. She says, whenever you're about to create, whatever it is you're going to create, tell your ego to go to the corner of the room and just sit there until you're done. Sit there in the corner of the room, and you allow yourself, your higher self, your source, whatever it is that's within you that you believe in, to speak. And, you know, you channel it in whatever way you can. And when you allow that source to speak through you, don't question it. Don't question the authority, and don't question the message. But find some way, some platform to get it out. And that was the very beginning of Think. I already had the brand. I had no idea what to do with it. But that was the first step that got me into this, into the motion of this. And what this has allowed me to do is reach so many lives so far. And this is, I haven't even started yet. But it really allowed me to free up so many blockages that I had within myself by expressing myself and sharing my own message, because it's empowered me. These things, these techniques that I share, it's allowed me to manifest what I want in my life and to align with happiness and love and passion. And it's just enabled me to become a much more efficient person in this world. And by doing that, I give permission to other people to do the same by being that example. So it all begins with believing in yourself and just allowing yourself to express yourself. Because if you cannot express yourself, you're not expressing your gifts with the world. That's it.
I love you, brother. I am absolutely speechless. Thank you for being you. Thank you for following your highest joys.
Thank you.
Thank you for being an instrument of light, an instrument of love. Listeners, make sure to follow our brother Rob, founder of There Is No Ceiling, aka Think. Make sure to check out thereisnoceiling.com. Make sure to go on Instagram and follow at @THINC_. Make sure to follow Universal Consciousness 1111. It's a platform where we unite the masses for the purpose of raising the vibration and creating an instrument of your love. All the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, well-being from our hearts to yours. You are always in our prayers, as is the mother, to illuminate and shine throughout all space and time. I love you guys. I love you, brother Rob. We will see you next Sunday. Peace! I love you! Peace! Woohoo! Yippee yippee yo! Love you all. Give thanks for the beauty of life. For the most high multi, I took the moto. Mr. Who Not Who, who inspires you and I to do whatever we do. Don't you follow your bliss and always sing your truth. Entire universal is musical. That's the prayer and the song with the pudding and proof. The music is the medicine with powers that soothe. Sing the picture of your heart with the color perfumes. Harmonizing with the verses of the absolute. Be an instrument of your love. Massaging station, a melodious inspiration, an instrument of your love, an instrument of your love.